Yeah, hello? Hi, girl. Where are you? On a date. But I'm literally at your place right now. You remember we made plans? Yeah, it's movie night, girls' night, remember? You're seriously gonna flake on me for a date? You've been doing this. Well, I'm annoyed because I'm literally at your place right now and you're not even gonna show up. Okay, whatever. What was the point of me even getting a spare key then? You're never home. Yeah, I guess. Okay, then I'll see you tomorrow. Have fun on your date. Bye. This is annoying. I guess I should just leave then. A visitor. Who could that be? Let's see. Isn't that the ex? Should I open? Yeah, I'm gonna open. Hi. Yeah, not the person you expected, huh? Haley, yeah, she's actually not here. She's out with a friend. Do you remember me? I'm one of her friends too. Yeah, we met a few times. Do you remember that one double date? It wasn't really that fun, but yeah, it was a while back. Anyways, you guys have been broken up for a while, right? I didn't know you were still friends. You're not. Okay, so what brings you here? I can leave a message if you want. I was just on the phone with her. Oh. You just wanted to see her. Do you want to come in? I'm sure she wouldn't mind. I'm over like all the time. Yeah, come in. So you said you're here because you want to see her, right? Yeah, please take a seat. Oh no, I actually was supposed to hang out with her today, but she kind of got a little busy, so I was literally just on my way out before you knocked. You're fine. I mean, you might as well talk to me. You're here, right? Do you live close by or? Oh, wow. That's a trip. You drove all this way just to come see her, even though you guys are not together anymore. I'm sensing the fact that you're not over her yet. Is that right? Ah, I had a feeling. Well, yeah, she's a great girl. That's why I'm friends with her, right? I mean, it's been a while since you guys broke up. So surely you should have gone over her by now, right? Wow, sounds pretty serious. Is that a bottle of wine you're holding? You were gonna drink it with her? Well, I mean, we can share it if you want. Yeah, here, let me grab some cups for us. Not the company you were expecting, right? Well, hopefully you don't mind it much. I know we don't really know each other that well, but well, I don't really want you to dwell over this on your own, so I'm not just gonna leave you. Especially when you came all this way just to see her and she's not even here. Did you text her before coming? Kind of wanted to surprise her. Yeah, go ahead. pour us some wine? Cheers, thank you. Well, I hate to break it to you, but... well, there's no easy way to say this, really. But she's actually on a date right now. Yeah, she's on a date with someone else. I don't know who. She didn't really talk about a date or anything. It was out of the blue for me. But, well, I don't really like the fact that you're here looking for her and she's out there on a date with someone else. She's actually been dating a lot of people since you guys broke up. I mean, the breakup did affect her at first. She was upset and everything, but she got over it pretty quickly. I mean, I know Haley pretty well. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure her feelings for you were real at the time, but I always had a feeling that you liked her more than she liked you. Like I said, there's no easy way to say this, really. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be real. I don't want you to think about someone that's not thinking of you. And I know it's not really my place to tell you what to do. We're barely even friends, but... well, if I see something wrong, then I need to try and make it right. Besides, you're obviously a great person because you showed up here after all that time and trying to rekindle things. So clearly you have a good heart. Maybe you should focus that time and energy on someone else. Someone that deserves it. Well, however that may be, they're lucky. I can tell you that much. So, now that we're getting to know each other a little bit more, do you mind telling me what your type is? Like, what kind of girls and boys, even, are you into? Mm-hmm. Oh. So, someone that looks like me, technically, like, on paper, because you pretty much described all the qualities that I have. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, it's kind of hard not to acknowledge the fact that I'm your type. Well, yeah, of course I think you're really attractive. I'd be dumb not to. But, I mean, I'm not the type of girl that's gonna go for my friend's ex, even if I'm really tempted to. I mean, is that so bad? You guys have been broken up for a while, and, well, you owe it to yourself to go out there and date new people. And... besides, I don't think she'll care. She's too busy dating other people as well. I just feel like someone like you deserves to be appreciated. And your efforts need to be seen. You shouldn't have to go through all this trouble for no reason, right? You deserve a girl that's actually gonna appreciate you and everything that you do for her. Yeah, I can be that girl. Sorry. Wine usually, it does things to me. Ignore me. Sorry, I'm probably making you really uncomfortable. Am I not? That's good. So, do you not mind the fact that I'm flirting with you? Yeah? Well, I've been single for a while myself, too. And I'm not really actively going out of my way to look for somebody or trying to date new people, but... Well, I've always thought you were a little too good for Haley. Not that she's not a good girl or anything like that, but I know her, and she just never really talked about you, even though you were so nice to her and so sweet. You would get her all these flowers and make her feel appreciated, and she never really took care of the flowers or anything. It would always be me taking care of them. Yeah, you thought it was her? Well, hey, she's never really been great at taking care of flowers or any plants at all, actually. Yeah, every time I come over to her place, I usually take care of that. And I just always felt like you did a lot of nice things and a lot of nice gestures, and they weren't really appreciated as much as they should have been, that's all. Yeah, I'm serious. I feel like we should have went back to my place. Well, I wasn't sure if I should have invited you. I mean, we still don't really know each other that well. You could be some sort of psychopath, I don't know. You can never be too sure nowadays. No, I'm sure you're not. Just giving you a hard time. But I have to say, you've changed quite a lot since the last time I saw you. Yeah, you got bigger. In a good way. You've been going to the gym? Yeah. I used to pay attention. Obviously. Come on, can't tell me that you don't know you're good looking. Do you not? Do you need someone to remind you? I thought so. Well, I'm here now, I can totally remind you. Sorry, it's just, you smell good. Yeah. I like it. Anyways, we should probably leave. She might come back with her date, and that would be very uncomfortable. Trust me, I've witnessed enough. Yeah, do you wanna maybe come back to my place? We can finish the bottle of wine, you know, in my apartment. I don't live too far away, just 10 minutes. Yeah, you can follow me in your car if you want. Okay, cool. Let's go. Here's my place. Yeah, it's a little bigger than Haley's. I've always had the better apartment. Don't tell her that. Yeah, make yourself at home. Sorry, my cat. She's sleeping in the middle of the place. Yeah. So, tell me about yourself. I'm curious. I want to know everything. Yeah, like, literally anything. Just enlighten me. Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, I don't really know you that well. The only thing I know about you is the fact that you are really good at gift giving, and you're pretty cute. That's all I know, though. So are you, well, besides Haley, are you really interested in meeting new people and dating someone new? I mean, I think it's about time you go out with someone else and not think about Haley. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. You came at the perfect time then. Or I guess I came at the perfect time. I've always been here. You just never really paid attention to me. You always paid attention to Haley, which is fine. I mean, you guys were dating, obviously, but even like after you guys broke up and stuff, you kind of disappeared. I always wondered what happened to you. But I couldn't really ask her because she never really talked about you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to tell you back then that I thought you could do better, but I felt like that would have made me look like a shitty friend, and well, I don't want to do that to her. But still, I feel like I need to tell you now that you do deserve better. A lot better. Maybe you can, I don't know, give me a chance. I can help you get over her. Promise. If you get with me, you will forget all about her. Yeah, I'll prove that to you. You just have to tell me how you want me to do that. Oh, okay. So you do have a spicy side to you after all. I knew it. Oh, yeah. I knew it. So you wouldn't mind if I kissed you? Yeah, that's nice. Should we finish the rest of this wine before we continue kissing? Okay, let's do it.